You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 28th, 2020, and if Senate Republicans have their way, they will start the hearings on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination October 12th, and then vote her nomination out of committee by October 22nd. And they're saying that those 16 days between a nomination and a hearing, that they can have her confirmed before November 3rd, the actual elections. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said more than half of the Supreme Court justices who've had hearings were done within 16 days or less. That's true. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was confirmed within 45 days, and the hearings, of course, are less than that. That's just part of the process. President Trump, in announcing that she was his choice over the weekend, immediately said, I hope the media and Democrats will be fair with her. He said, I think it's horrible what they're already doing. They're playing the religious card, and frankly, they're talking about Catholics, a major religion in our country. Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, Democrat, California, who's also a Catholic, is saying it doesn't matter what Barrett's faith is. In other words, she's also saying it's inappropriate to ask her about how faithful she would be to the Constitution of the United States, whatever her faith. Didn't we decide this originally with the JFK running for the White House? I remember that issue being that big of a deal at that time against Nixon, and the concern that if he's president, everything will be coming from the Vatican. Obviously, it didn't happen, and we had numerous Catholics, or those who claim to be Catholics, even if they're not practicing Catholics, in Congress. And by that, I mean one of the big tenets of the Catholic faith is anti-abortion, pro-life. I'm not going to get an argument on where they stand with their religion. I'm just pointing that out. Let them make that decision between them and God. But Nancy Pelosi is also refusing to answer if she would try to impeach Attorney General Bill Barr to slow down the nomination. Now, she did say the other day she'd been thinking about trying to impeach Trump again and sending an impeachment indictment article over to the Senate so they'd have to deal with it. Then she said, oh, it's not even worth our time, not going to bother. But would she do it against A.G. Barr? Try that tactic. We'll see. Left-wing groups all across the nation are already launching protests at courthouses across the nation, and they will continue. New York Times publishing yesterday what it claimed were President Trump's tax returns from the IRS going back more than 20 years, showing, quote, according to New York Times, chronic losses and years of tax avoidance. Let me make something very clear to you, regardless of what those, if they even have the tax papers, there is nothing wrong with tax avoidance. That is legal. Tax evasion is what's illegal. Tax avoidance, if you've got some ways to use the law to keep from paying extra taxes, you're an idiot not to use them. That's not the same as tax evasion. Of course, they're going to have the big debate tomorrow night, the first of them. Do not expect them to come out and shake hands. No, it's not because Trump doesn't like Biden that much and Biden detests Trump. It's because of COVID-19 or the China virus. They're not even going to shake hands, of course, with a monitor. They will be on stage and not wearing a mask. Good. I'm glad we finally got past that. Oh, you're seeing the left make a big deal. We've got a former Republican governor endorsing Biden. Former Pennsylvania Republican Governor Tom Ridge. He is a former Pennsylvania Republican. You might also say a former Republican at this point. But that's all right. He's been critical of Trump since 2015. And, of course, we're all counting supposedly on these mail-in ballots. In Chicago, they may have a problem with that. Chicago postal workers threatening to stop delivering mail in some of the areas because multiple employees shot on the job or threatened or harassed while they're delivering mail. And they're saying, we're not going back into those areas of Chicago. Would you blame them? So if you're going to mail in your ballot or expecting a ballot come by mail in Chicago, you might not get it because they fear. They have some fear. And it was another violent weekend in Chicago. Weekend shootings involving males age 15 to 66. 10 of them killed, 35 injured, plus a 5-year-old girl stabbed to death. Her mother, a 27-year-old, now charged with first-degree murder. The motive, not clear. Just such a loss. Such a loss.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500. But my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I fully understand that this is a momentous decision for a president. And if the Senate does me the honor of confirming me, I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability. I love the United States, and I love the United States Constitution.
Those are the words, of course, of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, named by President Trump over the weekend for his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the post with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And which, by the way, Judge Barrett also made some remarks regarding her predecessor that she's filling and the respect she had for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But the attacks are underway. I just happened to stumble across a conversation that's taking place on my personal Facebook. I was encouraging the guys, say, hey, if you go to the radio page, more folks can see it and take part. But one of the issues being brought up by one of the listeners, Mike, said, reference Amy Coney Barrett being nominated. He says, 2 years as a judge, now Supreme Court material? I think not. Her nomination 100% political? That doesn't sit very well with me, that the highest court in the land will be nothing but politics. Well, Mike, every one of those is a political appointee because they're appointed by a president who's in power at that time. And yes, generally they look for someone that shares their views of what they think the Constitution should be saying, how it should be interpreted. That happens on both sides, and not just Republican, Democrats as well. Every appointee named by a president is a political appointment. But then, of course, the Senate has to advise and confirm. And Mike is correct that she has only 2 years as a judge. She was nominated by Trump to the 7th Court of Appeals May 8, 2017, confirmed October 31, 2017. But prior to that time, she had also taught civil procedure, constitutional law, and others issues as a professor at Notre Dame Law School. And even prior to that, she had served under Scalia as a judicial clerk. I'm trying to find the exact years that she was in there. She was with Scalia at the U.S. Supreme Court from 98 to 99. And she has several rulings she's already made that will be some of the basis for those who will try to attack her. And then the president announcing the other day, we were all pretty sure that's who it was going to be. But you still wanted to hear the words from the president.
There is no one better to do that than Amy Coney Barrett. Law and order is the foundation of the American system of justice. No matter the issue, no matter the case before her, I am supremely confident that Judge Barrett will issue rulings based solely upon a fair reading of the law. She will defend the sacred principle of equal justice for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. Congratulations again to Judge Barrett. I know that you will make our country very, very proud.
Of course, once the name is fully in play, and as I mentioned in news and commentary, they plan to start the nomination hearings under the schedule of the Senate. They're going to start it immediately here in October and try to move quickly through to actually get her confirmed on the floor and confirmed within basically 19 days before the election itself. And yes, it can be done. I know many are going to say, well, that's rushing it through, isn't it? Well, it is rushing through. And, of course, some are saying, well, shouldn't you wait to make sure who is going to be the next president? That was the argument. That was the argument of the Republicans the last time around when Obama was trying to get Merrick Garland pushed through. And the Democrats were saying, no, he's president to the end of his term, so we're going to go ahead. But the difference was Democrats had the White House, but they didn't have the Senate. This time, the same party is in the White House that controls the Senate. And unless there are some major defections among the Republican ranks, it's a foregone conclusion. But that does not mean that there will not be attacks and efforts to destroy or make her look incapable or just flat out go ahead and claim that she's not fit. When she was facing her judicial appointment for the 7th Court of Appeals, Dianne Feinstein had attacked her on her Catholicism. In case you had missed it along the line, Amy Coney Barrett is a Catholic. She is with her husband, they are a mother, they have 7 children, 2 of them adopted from Haiti. Her youngest son, biological child, diagnosed with Down syndrome during a prenatal screening, but she chose to keep the child, obviously sticking with her faith that I'm anti-abortion and I'm pro-life. And that attitude, that approach, I should say, and her belief, obviously founded within her religion as well, is what some Democrats want to challenge, which they did when she was nominated as a Circuit Court of Appeals judge. And for Dianne Feinstein, says a dogma lives loudly within you, referring to her Catholicism as a dogma. I decided, you know, maybe we need to get an understanding. What is this word dogma? What does it mean? Well, there are a lot of ways it can be used. It can be used in a pejorative sense. I mean, it can be used in such a way that it seems nasty and dirty and ugly. Or I can just be, this is what I believe in. The official definition is a principle or set of principles laid down by an authority as true. Undeniably true. That applies to politics, religions, almost anything you want to put into for some people. A religious doctrine or system of doctrines proclaimed as true may be an ecclesiastical authority, as is referenced to a church. Generally, someone who's dogmatic is considered very firm in their convictions, which usually come from some authority, and again, it may be religious, doesn't have to be. Dogmatic just because it's you. You know, the attitude that you're always wrong and I'm always right. That's a dogma. Does it mean it is true that you're always wrong and I'm always right? Nope. But if that's my attitude, you could say, well, Larry has a dogma that everybody else is wrong and he's always right. I don't. But if I did, you'd say he's living by that dogma. It just has that connotation. There are other words that could be used. Doctrine, your creed, your belief, your tenet, your precept, ideology. So it doesn't have to be bad. It's just that the way it was being used and brought up by Dianne Feinstein when they were confirming Barrett for her Seventh Court of Appeals was make it negative. Make it sound ugly and nasty. The dogma lives loudly within you. I know many people of faith, not just Catholic, Protestant, and among the Protestant, numerous Baptist, Lutheran, and others, Episcopalian, and even within the Baptist, several different degrees, and Jewish, and certainly Muslim, they firmly believe in their religion, and they base their life upon it. They have no problem with saying, this is my way of life, this is me, because this is my religion, and I stand by it. So you say they're dogmatic. It's not a bad thing to be dogmatic about something like that if you firmly believe it. Of course, the issue is, for some, as they were trying to say from Dianne Feinstein, that, well, you know, if you're going to just simply accept the direction of your Catholic religion, you're never going to see the Constitution properly. But as I said previously, didn't we not go through that with JFK, the thought that he would be so indoctrinated in the Catholic religion that he would make no rulings regarding the U.S. without conferring with the Vatican? And President Trump, the other day in announcing Judge Coney Barrett, he said, I really would like to ask, it was a big ask on his part, that the leftists, including the media, try to be respectful this time around.
I further urge all members of the other side of the aisle to provide Judge Barrett with the respectful and dignified hearing that she deserves, and frankly, that our country deserves. I urge lawmakers and members of the media to refrain from personal or partisan attacks, and the stakes for our country are incredibly high.
That's true. And, of course, if you look at the way they went after Kavanaugh, they went after Gorsuch pretty hard, but we knew the next appointment would be the key, and that was Gorsuch. Because that was either going to swing the court, make sure it locks down more conservative because you lose Scalia, or it's going to go the other direction. And they were looking to gut Kavanaugh right in front of his wife and children, falsely accusing him of being a serial rapist. Never any proof. Their attitude is you just don't have to have proof if you could just throw enough mud on it. To that extent, Biden the other day compared Trump to gerbils who worked under Hitler, who basically had the attitude that if you tell the people something long enough, they'll just simply accept it. Well, the Democrats have been practicing that during this administration anyway. I'm not saying Republicans haven't either. But that's why they always say, remember when Trump said good people on both sides? They never give you the full story. They just put that out there. So the attacks on Amy Coney Barrett, what could they go after? She has some rulings that she's decided. She's written papers, of course, as a professor at Notre Dame for all those years, and things she taught her students. They'll be digging into all of that, looking at her philosophy and political views. She's identified herself as an originalist. She is a constitutional scholar. She's an expert in statutory interpretation. Reuters does describe her as, quote, a favorite among religious conservatives, which brings that dogma question back into issue by the left. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to be joined by a contributor to the Daily Signal, also a member of the Heritage Foundation. That'll be coming up in the next segment, after this first segment coming up. But before that, let's talk about some of the strategy that will be used against her. We'll begin with Senator Braun, of Republican of Indiana, as to how he thinks the Democrats will attack this nominee.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The attack they're going to take will be the ones that they kind of used, I think, in the Kavanaugh hearings. And for me, that was so real in the sense that my race and Josh Hawley's in Missouri were the two that were close going into the Kavanaugh hearings. All I can tell you is we ended up winning by about 6 points each. So I think Democrats beware. When you take someone like Amy Coney Barrett, who's got a record personally and judicially, I think it's going to be a tough sell to use those same tactics that you had during the Kavanaugh hearing.
Those are the words of Republican Mike Braun of Indiana, Senator Braun. And you heard him mention Josh Hawley of Missouri. As he said, we were both in tight races. Josh Hawley, of course, facing Claire McCaskill. And yet they ended up winning by about 6 points ahead of their opposition, according to Braun. I don't have the numbers. I'm going to go with what he said. Because so much of the public saw how the Democrats went after Kavanaugh and were dumping everything out there. I mean, to them, it was just a slaughterhouse. They wanted blood all over the floor. They wanted Kavanaugh's guts spilled out on the Senate hearing floor. I mean, what else would you expect when they sit there and basically accuse him of being a serial rapist without any supporting evidence, just a word of she said, she said. And we were told, oh, we have to believe the women all the time. And then, of course, when allegations were made against Biden, that he's always molesting women and our children in different ways, girls in particular, by reaching over, sniffing their hair, touching them. His current VP member of the ticket, Kamala Harris, said, I believe the women. But she's willing to stand with Biden right now because she sees the gold ring. She is not there to be vice president. She's there to be president. And for that, politics does make strange bedfellows. So the attacks upon Barrett this time around. Here's another viewpoint. Senator Martha Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee.
This is how the left treats conservative women. And we know they're going to try to demonize Judge Barrett. We know that they are going to try to say that she is out of the mainstream, because that is the type thing that they do.
She's absolutely right. Even Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, who is a Catholic, says we should not be attacking her on her Catholic religion. Pelosi said, and I'm quoting, "I think it's appropriate to ask about her how faithful she would be to the Constitution of the U.S., but it doesn't mean her faith or her religion means anything. What matters is, does she believe in the Constitution of the United States? So questions about her Catholicism, off limits." We'll see. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by an expert who also did a piece just recently for the Daily Signal on what we can expect, the attacks, the dirty attacks, as he calls them, against Amy Coney Barrett. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My guest has been with us before. He's a legal fellow in the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation, a contributor to the Daily Signal, Giancarlo Canapero. Glad to have you back on board, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm looking at an article that you published, in fact, just 2 days ago. You said it's titled, "Dirty Tax Against Amy Coney Barrett Began Early." Folks, I want to read a couple of opening lines and let him add to it. He said, "If you thought liberals scraped the bottom of the barrel with their attacks on Justice Brett Kavanaugh, I'm very sorry to inform you, you were wrong. Liberals have now gone even lower. And as Amy Coney Barrett was named, the attacks began." Tell me where they began, one of the ones you point out immediately in that article. I think it's going to be really disgusting to many. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a low blow. So as you might know, Amy Coney Barrett and her husband have 7 children, 5 of their own biologically, 2 of them they adopted from Haiti. Well, they've had, you know, they adopted these children years ago. They're part of their family just as much as their biological children. You know, they might have a different skin color, but this is as much a family as any other American family. But several people on the left have decided that investigators should look into those adoptions because maybe they were illegal. And then a prominent professor named Abraham Kendi, who's the leader, I suppose, or the intellectual keystone of the critical race theory, which says, you know, everything in the world needs to be looked at in terms of race, specifically the way white people have oppressed other races. He took it to the next step, and he said that people like the Barretts who adopt black children from third world countries should not be celebrated. These are not people who This is not an American family like any other. These are not parents who should be celebrated for loving adopted children just as much as their own. No, these are, and to use his words, colonizers who have taken black children out of the countries and the families that they are supposed to be with and taken them for themselves to civilize them. Again, his word.
I cannot believe that. Wait. He is saying right. that they're trying to colonize these children because they're from Haiti and going to, quote, civilize them? Go ahead.
Right. And for the purpose of hiding their own racism.
Yeah, and I'm looking at one of the texts, which I understand might have been deleted, where he said, again, this is John Lee, what's the name, Brower, is that right?
Right, another tweet by John Lee Brower, I think.
Brower, yeah, the managing director of Next Gen America. Now, this is different than what you just told me, right? This is another source.
Yes, another attack. And he said, look, you got to, you know, these white people adopting black children, you know, that's suspect. They might have stolen them from the country. They might have done it illegally. And besides, if you already have biological children, you know, you have no business adopting children.
In fact, adding that this biracial adoption is fraught with trauma, potential for harm. Now, I did not see anything like that from this guy or anyone on the left when Sean Penn and what's her name were adopting all these kids. Did I see anyone on the left saying such a thing then?
No, of course not. And that just underscores the point that this is an attack. They can't go after Judge Barrett's record. I mean, her record is impeccable. They can't, and so they are going to find something, anything, to attack her character. And this attack has backfired spectacularly. What it has done is only highlighted the fact that this is an incredible American story of two people loving two children that they took out of a bad situation in Haiti and loved them like their own. And that these people who are so desperate to attack her for what is a beautiful story have only highlighted their own, for lack of a better word, moral emptiness.
Yeah, they have seven children ranging in age from 8 to 19, two of those adopted, and one, their biological son, born with Down syndrome, and they knew through a prenatal exam it was going to be Down syndrome, and she said, no, we're going to have this baby. You're listening to Giancarlo Canaparo and his article he wrote for the Daily Signal. I want to go deeper into this. You also point out that this kind of attack, and I'd forgotten about it. I'm glad you pointed this out. We saw a similar attack against a Republican judicial nominee back in 2005.
That's right. So the Chief Justice, John Roberts, he has two adopted children. And without any provocation, without any evidence whatsoever that there might have been something untoward in that adoption, the New York Times decided it would start investigating his adoption for no other reason than that it was, you know, a line of attack. It was politically expedient to do so. Well, thankfully, at the time, the National Association of Adoptions came out and said, knock it off. Look, your adoptions are off limits. This is a scummy move. Adoptions are a wonderful thing that bring families together. Knock it off. And to their credit, some Democrats, enough Democrats last time, did knock it off, so the attack died. But so far, you know, with this attack is picking up steam on the left, and I haven't heard a single Democratic politician denounce it or
and
or
that is a key point. That is a key point. And if they're silenced, by their silence, they're complicit in this kind of attack. I say that each and every time. If you don't stand up against it, then you're endorsing it. Now, the difference with Justice Blackburn at the time, those adoptions, they did not involve they did not involve race, right? They were all white, but because Amy Coney Barrett and her husband adopted two children from Haiti who are a different skin color, that they are trying to assuage their white privilege guilt and or colonize these children and turn them civilized. I cannot believe that kind of attack exists.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of words you could use to describe a philosophy that says that, but I think one word sums it up best, and that is evil.
Perfect. You also wrote a piece that I want to share with everyone in that, you know, while we're talking about these dirty attacks is how they began. it's titled Fear Not the Catholic Justice, which is the other point that they may try to go after, because you quote former Congresswoman Katie Hill, Democrat of California, reference when she was up for the judicial appointment, if her religion never made it into a court decision, she can believe what she wants. Nancy Pelosi has said that should not be an issue. And yet we see so many say, well, it is going to be, and in particular because of her Catholic approach, pro-life, and basically against abortions. Go ahead, sir.
So, you see this attack, no Catholic, I'm worried that a Catholic is going to use her faith to decide cases. Well, what you won't ever see along with those attacks is any piece of evidence, not even one, to suggest that Judge Barrett would do the same. Now, Judge Barrett has been a judge for 3 years. In that time, she's written scores of opinions. Before that, she was an academic who wrote about how judges should decide cases. And in every opinion and every article, what you see is somebody who is deeply committed to the restrained role of a judge. A judge's job is to read the Constitution and read the text and apply it faithfully, not to impose his or her own value on the law the way that they might want to. In fact, she testified last time she was up for confirmation to her circuit judgeship. She said, and I quote, "I believe it is unlawful for a judge to use his or her personal preferences from whatever the source to decide a case." And yet, so these are fever dreams based on nothing whatsoever.
And yet Senator Dianne Feinstein made a point to say that your dogma lives loudly within you. I shared with the audience earlier, helping them understand this term of dogma. It's just basic belief and so forth that you accept as truth, be it your religion or anything else, or in the sense that if Larry says he's always right and you're always wrong, that's my dogma. But they're using it as a pejorative. They're not saying that, your faith. Many of us would like to have people say, yes, your faith lives in you. I see it.
Right. What this boils down to is progressives want judges who decide cases according to their personal preferences, right? They don't want judges who are objective. They don't want judges who stick to the text. And that means they are terrified that a conservative judge might do the same thing. But that is not what we're going to see from Judge Barrett.
Well, now, before you joined us, I ran a clip from the president from the other day, and he said, I hope the senators will give her a fair and hearing and so forth. But he also addressed the media. So even if the senators feel like, well, we're going to have to restrain ourselves a little bit here, but the mainstream media will carry their water for them. Your thoughts?
I mean, right. I mean, we know how this works, right? That's why we haven't seen the Democrats don't have to denounce these attacks, right? They don't have to make these attacks against Judge Barrett's children and adoption because they know that there is a dedicated battalion in the media who will make the most extreme attacks for them and give them cover. Now, if they ever get pushed on this, if somebody says, what do you think about that? They can say, oh, that's too extreme. That's too extreme. But, of course, they're not going to stop anyone from making these attacks, and they will try to benefit from them.
They're looking at expediting, of course, getting it started, basically getting her on the floor and confirmed before November 3rd. Your belief on how that can run down quickly in the last 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think it can definitely happen. We are also seeing right now the rumor is the Democrats might decide to boycott the hearings altogether, in which case, there's probably no reason to have hearings at all, but if they decide to boycott, the Republicans can go ahead and do this as quickly as possible. But realistically, the Democrats have no way of stopping this.
All right. Listen, I want to thank you for your time. Always glad to have you on board. We'll do it again.
My pleasure.
You bet. Giancarlo Canapero, writer for the Daily Signal, also with Heritage Foundation. Is that not disgusting, the fact that they would attack this couple who adopted two children from Haiti, took them out of a hellacious situation and trying to help them have a better life? All right, the attacks on Trump and taxes coming up.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So President Trump taking the press to task because he keeps skipping over all these Hunter Biden scandals, just ignoring them. He pointed that out again yesterday. He said, I know you want to look at me, you want to come after me, okay. But he said, if we had a media that was fair, even just reasonable, this issue with Hunter Biden's involvement in Russia, Ukraine, China, while his father was vice president, that'd be the biggest story for years and years. Then you'd be entitled to real Pulitzer Prizes. But of course, they've ignored it. Trump has brought up Hunter Biden in the past. Two Republican-led Senate committees, now again, I point out, Republican-led, issued a report last week claiming the work Hunter Biden did in Ukraine was a conflict of interest for the Obama administration. And that was discussed between Obama administration authorities at that time. It was nothing that they didn't discuss. It was, how do we handle it? And also, you got a wire transfer to Hunter Biden for $3.5 million from a billionaire widow of the former mayor of Moscow. And you got ties to some of these guys, some of these women that apparently have been involved in sex trafficking and prostitution. Now, that's not Joe Biden. And Hunter Biden is a grown man. And he's responsible for himself, not his father, at this point. But again, a lot of it happening while Joe Biden was VP and helping facilitate and grease the wheels for things for his son in Ukraine and China. But the Times, New York Times, is certainly all over the fact that, hey, we got hold of federal income taxes for Donald Trump 10 of the past 15 years, and he paid no federal income taxes. President Trump says it's fake news. And the White House said, well, let us take a look at the paperwork you've got. Let's see what you've got. They said, no, we're not going to show it to you. Why wouldn't they show it to them if they've got it? A lawyer for the Trump Organization said that Times story is riddled with gross inaccuracies. And the Times did not release copies of the filings they had received, so they were protecting sources. Well, if you've got the actual documents, why can't you release the documents? You're not releasing the source. If the name is attached to it, then you take it off. It's that simple. So I had to question, do they have it? But they do want to point out that Trump had chronic losses and years of tax avoidance. Let me stress to you again, avoiding taxes is not illegal. If you're using the laws to avoid paying some taxes, that's perfectly legal. Tax evasion is another story. But the mainstream media and the Hollywood left love to jump on this, and already Hollywood celebrating an outrage and alarm over this report, saying they're now calling him Donald Capone. Yeah, that's right, Lincoln to Al Capone, Donald Capone. I'm looking at some of these quotes from some of these Hollywood elites, which you might want to ask how much are they paying and how much did they avoid in taxes, which I'm sure they did. If they're smart at all, they've hired good people to do their stuff for them. And I will guarantee you they have avoided a lot of taxes. Probably some you and I weren't able to get out from under it. But I'm looking at all these quotes that's knowing they want to throw in that he's to blame for 200,000 innocent people being dead. You know, lay that down to him as well. This is just nothing here. I mean, the Hollywood elite has no problem doing this stuff on a regular basis. Think they'll ever apologize? By the way, this dateline out of Minneapolis, some members of the Minneapolis City Council that were all in after the death of George Floyd in May, all in on defunding and dismantling the police department. Well, after crime began to accelerate, some of the council members who voted to approve the pledge are now saying, I approved it in spirit, but I don't really want to see the police defunded or disbanded. They don't want to do it. I mean, they're admitting this is not a good idea. In other words, they're getting kind of smart about it. In the meantime, a political action committee set up over the summer to endorse pro-cop candidates, now raising close to $1 million. Protect Our Police PAC, trying to raise money and in 2.5 months raising $1 million to help protect cops falsely charged. And then we get to mail-in ballots and the fraud that could exist with it. Take note of this. Democrat, Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, sent a postcard to non-citizens and the dead encouraging them to register so they can cast ballots in November. It went out in a mailer to several who are not eligible to vote. Not eligible to vote. And one person said, a card was received addressed to my mother. Mom's been dead 4 years. Hasn't lived, voted, owned property, worked, or done anything other than visit Colorado since 1967. Another case sent to a deceased woman elsewhere in Colorado, and six migrant workers who are here illegally, and a Lebanon citizen. They're not legal. They can't vote. But they like, if we just send them out, we'll get a lot of folks to vote. We don't care if they're non-citizens. We don't care if they're dead. As long as they vote the way we want them to, or somebody makes sure the ballot comes back that way, and you think there's not possibilities of fraud? You're right. We'll be back tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.